I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Yes, it's time to talk movies, and this week it's Panthers, Dragons and Royalty, and Niall O'Brien is on the line. How are you getting on, Niall?
I'm doing really well. Look, I really appreciate that you played my theme tune, Mr. Vain.
Oh, yeah.
As the Friday floor filler. But my Friday floor filler is when I hear the intro. I hear the Omniplex intro. And
you get all fired up. I feel you. I'm with you there in that. It's a very good intro. It's like, you know, up there, I think, in terms of dramatic entrances for a slot. It really is. But before we get down to business today, we have our competition, as always.
That's right, our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. We'll give you a pair of tickets to Omniplex Cinema. There's a massive film out today.
I haven't
seen it yet. I'm only going to be previewing it. I'm so annoyed I didn't get to see it because it's a Marvel movie. You know, I love Marvel movies.
And you like to be ahead of the posse when it comes to Marvel. I know I am.
I do. Yeah. But as soon as I'm off with you, I'm going to go and see it straight away.
Fantastic. And we, as always, have a pair of tickets to Omniplex. So you can go to Omniplex Deluxe venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk or Omniplex Balbriggan. And as Niall has rightly said, there's some fantastic films out right now. The best way to see them is popcorn in hand in the big screen at the cinema. Full details, omniplex.ie. I had a sneaky listen and I said it was easy. And what did you say, Niall?
I said maybe. Well, look, it's always somebody connected to one of the movies we've been talking about. Sadly, he's no longer with us. I think
they're going to get it. Well, he actually said, if I got it, then you'll definitely get it. That's what he said off the air. So here's the mystery voice. Who is this talking, please?
It's impactful.
Yeah.
It's impactful. And I think it's a special movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a, you know, it's not just a popcorn flick.
There you go. And he's been very much talked about in regards to Black Panther. So that's another big clue for you.
Yeah. Oh, and he's speaking there about the original Black Panther movie. And obviously the sequel is out now today. So.
Yeah. 086-1800-658 for your guesses, please. So we're going straight into Black Panther then, yeah?
That's right. And I am so annoyed. I've not seen it yet. But it's out today. Wakanda Forever. Black Panther 2. Wakanda Forever. It's the sequel to the 2018 movie. Chadwick Boseman played, obviously, King T'Challa in the original film. He sadly passed away of cancer 2 years ago at the age of just 43. This movie, I've not seen it. It deals, I guess, with the passing of not only the character of T'Challa, but Chadwick Boseman as well.
Okay.
So we have his mother, Queen Ramona, his sister Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, takes more of a centre stage in this. His allies, M'Baku and Okoye and Adora Milaje, they all have to basically band together to protect Wakanda for intervening world powers who they've heard that the king is dead and they're looking to kind of exploit that. We also have some amazing new additions to the Marvel Universe. I'm very excited. I've seen them in comic books, but I've never seen them on the big screen. We have Namor, the Submariner, one of the first ever Marvel superheroes. I can tell you're just tuning out now.
I didn't know that because this is the first time I've heard of her, is it? It's a female?
No, Namor is a guy. He is the king of underwater civilization.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But also Riri Williams, who is a teenage genius. She is the natural inheritor, I guess, of Tony Stark's legacy.
Oh.
And we have a little clip here of they meet her in college, I guess.
Okay, so here it is. It's from Wakanda Forever.
Get out of my dorm. Get out. Hey, I'm warning you, do not take another step toward me.
See how they teach the children to treat their guests. Mm.
Here.
Oh.
You brought a spear in here.
You brought a spear in here.
I like it.
Hey. Put it down. Put it. You hurt yourself. Come on.
It's all right, princess. Small girl. I am going to give you two options. You can come to Wakanda, conscious or unconscious.
You need to be conscious of the way that you look. Walking around here with that ash on your head.
Oh, it's funny.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
You look good.
It sounds like great fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think from what I've heard, it balances, I guess, the grief. It's all about grief, I think, because of the passing of Chadwick Boseman. But it's also quite funny, and it's got action. It, like, the trailer looks fantastic. I am so excited about seeing this.
Go see it, people. I remember I did see the first one and I just loved it, and I was really blown away by it.
It was great.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. So that's out today.
It's huge. One thing I will say, it's like 2.5. I think it's one of the longest ones.
Okay.
Like 2 hours, 40 minutes, something like that.
Ah, strapping. Just get an extra large popcorn. You'd be great.
Yeah,
absolutely. So My Father's Dragon, that's on Netflix.
That's right. And this is from Kilkenny's own Cartoon Saloon.
Big fan of theirs, yeah.
Animated movie. Of course, you would have, you'd be aware of The Secret of Kells, The Breadwinner, Wolfwalkers. Great movies. This is out on Netflix now. You can watch it. It came out last week, actually, so I'm a little bit late with this. And it's from director Nora Twomey. And it's an adaptation of a kid's book called My Father's Dragon. And it's crazy to try and kind of explain what it's based on. A kid's book by Ruud Stiles Gannett, okay, and it's essentially a bedtime story being told by a narrator about her father called Elmer, and when he was a boy during the Great Depression in America, he meets a cat, a talking cat, and then goes to a magical island and meets a dragon. So, okay, look, here, a clip from the trailer.
A clip will explain it better.
Explain it more. Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
My father was born a long time ago.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Elmer.
He lived in a world that seemed like it would go on forever. The times got hard.
Elmer!
And he was a child like any other, prone to scraped up knees and flights of fancy.
Why is everything so hard?
This is where I can help. You were kind to me. I'm going to return that kindness to you, Elmer. Just sitting there on this little tiny island, an amazing, spectacular, real, live...
Oh, dragon? My name is Elmer.
My name's Boris. Not as cool, but it goes with my face.
This is very much like, I mean, the Cartoon Saloon, they love to combine myth with reality, don't they?
Yeah,
this is what they do really well.
I don't think they can miss, really.
They're fantastic.
This is a little bit more left of centre, maybe, okay. But I loved it because it's got a fantastic voice cast. It's a lot of American actors in there. Diane Wiest is a rhinoceros.
Do they hear Whoopi Goldberg there, no?
Whoopi Goldberg is the cat, yeah. Alan Cumming is a crocodile. Gaten Matiano, I think his name is, from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
The dragon. So, I had great fun watching it.
It's a one for all the family, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
My Father's Dragon, and I'm always saying it, and I'll say it again. We got to support the Irish productions. We really, really do. So that's fantastic. Absolutely. To see that. Now, it's been the most anticipated series, I think, on Netflix. And I know, are you a big? I wouldn't have thought you were a big fan of The Crown. You seem to be a big fan.
Well, I have a confession, Sinead. Oh. I didn't watch any of this, so I know you spoke about it earlier on this week. So maybe you could kind of take over now.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that. Yes, it is The Crown, season 5 of The Crown. Yeah, and you know, I said this yesterday that I basically started watching it all again in anticipation for this, and I'm like on season 3. But season 5, it has dropped. It does very much feature the Diana and Charles kind of focus. The King and Queen are sort of in the background there. They're not as centre stage as they were in the other series. It is, of course, as well, the build-up to the big BBC interview with Diana, which we now know is was hugely scandalous, obviously, at the time, but we now know the length that Martin Bashir went to get that actual interview. Mm. And, you know, Elizabeth Debicki, I mean, she looks absolutely fantastic as Diana.
She's great,
looks amazing.
Yeah.
She's an amazing actress.
Can I just ask, Dominic West plays Prince Charles in this. Okay. Very handsome man. I'm not saying Prince Charles isn't a distinguished man, but you know what I mean?
He doesn't have the look as such. I think, I'm trying to think of the actor who played him as a young man, and he was spot on, really, as Charles. But look, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm sure he embodies the actual character of him and
it's,
everything. But I think she definitely, and really it's Diana's show, like it always was, even in reality back then, you know. And it does allude to that fateful night in 1997, but I think there's a whole big controversy around that. You know, I mean, look at, you know, she was so, so beloved, still is. Are they going to go there? I don't know. That's going to be for season 6, I think. But yeah, look, it's going to be explosive. It's fantastic.
I've got a lot of catching up to do.
You have to. If you liked Downton Abbey, and you know, you like all this, so you have to, I think that this is definitely for you, up your alley, big time.
Right.
The Crown.
Yeah,
that's homework for you. Also, moving now to our TV movies for the weekend.
That's right, tonight on TG Cahir at 9:05, our usual Western, The Great Northfield Minnesota Raid from 1972. This is about the Jesse James, the Cole Younger gang. Basically, they're doing a bank robbery, and they have to convince locals to entrust their savings. It's a complicated thing. It's got a great cast, though. Robert Duvall, Cliff Robertson, Elijah Cook Jr. So, yeah, I've not seen it, but it sounds very interesting. And then tomorrow at another Western at 9:50, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which needs no introduction.
Yeah, required. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Redford, Newman, exactly. Fantastic film. And then on Sunday, an absolute stone cold classic of cinema at 9:00 on RTÉ2, Jaws from 1975.
I mean, look at. I think at any time you just need to watch Jaws. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
just for
that's
that
right.
Score, even alone, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, Roy Scheider, fantastic. It's about a big shark, or is it about divorce, or is it about men in crisis?
Yeah, who knows? It's all of the above. It's less about the actual shark that we never really see until the end. Okay, put them out of their misery. Although they're getting it right here on 086-1800-658. Who is our mystery voice this week?
It was Chadwick Boseman.
Fantastic.
He will be missed.
Yes, he will be missed. Absolutely. Niall, thank you as always for jam-packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.